Now, I want to ask you a little both about that meditation. Now, this goes right to the very core of what UFOs might or might not be. A number of groups, not just yours, but a number of groups, are using meditation to try and bring these objects into view. And it apparently works.
It works,
yes.
Very much. In fact, I've done this a lot in England before I came here 10 years ago and had tremendous results over and over. And in fact, because of this place being so built up and not seemingly ideal for this type of work, I haven't done much of that here. But there are many groups worldwide that have been doing this, some for many, many years.
I know. All right. Well, Ed and Chris, then, that begs the question. Are you through some sort of telepathic connection, inviting these craft to make a nice showing in your skies, or is your meditation intention that is manifesting these things in your skies?
It's not the second one, at least not here. In England, I've done this, and we've had many times over ball plasma appear, a ball of electrified airborne gas, looks like a fireball.
Right.
In these cases, I would say yes, these are psychokinetically co-created, manifested energy forms. But with the objects that we've been filming and witnessing over our apartment, I would say these aren't manifested. They don't feel that way. And that's something I also feel since I've had many close encounters. I tend to sense, I really do apply my consciousness to the subject. And often I will from a distance, feel whether this is something extraterrestrial or not. But what we have been doing that's slightly different from many groups around the world is we haven't been seeking contact. We haven't been trying to pursue contact so much as simply inviting benevolent ET intelligences out there to participate in the synchronized global meditation that we participate in. So we participate in a global Earth Healing World Peace meditation every Sunday with many people around the world. This isn't something that we started, but it's something that we support, have supported for many years. And but what we do that's different from say, some groups is that before we get underway, before we try to visualize positive outcomes for planet Earth and humanity, we simply invite, any benevolent ET civilization out there to participate with us in consciousness if they can and would like to, and if possible, to grant us a sign of their participation, a sign of their presence, and a sign of support. And we also ask permission to be able to record that so we can then share it with other people. And this is what we've done many times recently here, and more than half the time we do that, not every time, but more than half the time we do that, we usually have an object appear within 30 minutes, usually less. And there is nothing more empowering in my experience of ufology than to take the initiative, do a meditation, invite their participation, and ask them to show that they were there if they can and it's safe for them to do so. And then they manifest a few minutes afterwards. So we're not pursuing contact. Not that we're not open to contact. I've had close encounters of the third kind since childhood, several times in my life, a number of times in my life. But I feel that the message here and what we really would like to promote to people is to try this where they are, especially when they know that many people, sometimes thousands of people, are participating in the same moment in a meditation. So if you slip in at the beginning your invitation to any benevolent civilization out there to participate in the synchronized meditation with you and to show if they can, obviously you need to be patient. You need to not do this simply to have to witness something. You know, if you're doing this to see a UFO, you're doing it for the wrong reasons. We primarily do a meditation for the earth and humanity, believing, or rather knowing, that the psychokinetic energy of our consciousness and everybody else's consciousness taking part in that moment is a very potent thing. And the more we can invite, the more we can involve, there's plenty of evidence that at least some of the visiting extraterrestrial intelligences here do care about planet Earth and what's happening.
How do you know they're benevolent?
In my experience, I can say that I've experienced both. I've had close encounters in my past that have involved encountering a being, and the experience was very positive. It was an abduction-type experience. It taught me a lot and opened my mind to many things. And on the other hand, though, I have had one or two encounters that were very frightening, very negative, very unpleasant. And so we have to discern. I mean, obviously, there's more than one kind visiting. There's more than one type of experience. And to know which is which, because that's a very good question when they're turning up in your sky, I think that you'll know them by the way they behave. And that's one of the best guides we have.